the core event is Joseph's family settling in Egypt during a famine and Jacob's final blessings before his death, involving Joseph, brothers, father Jacob, and Pharaoh during the patriarchal period in Egypt. Joseph presents his family to Pharaoh, who permits them to settle in Goshen. Joseph then administers Egypt's resources during the famine, ultimately centralizing wealth and land under Pharaoh. The aged Jacob blesses Joseph's sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, and secures a promise from Joseph regarding his burial. Joseph informs Pharaoh of his family's arrival and presents five brothers, who explain their occupation as shepherds and request to settle in Goshen due to the famine. Pharaoh grants this and suggests capable brothers could oversee his livestock. Joseph presents Jacob to Pharaoh. Jacob blesses Pharaoh and describes his difficult life. Joseph settles his family in the district of Ramesses, providing for them. As the famine continues, Joseph collects all money in Egypt and Canaan for grain. Nay, when the money is gone, acquires the people's stock in exchange for food. The following year, people offer themselves and their land. Joseph buys all Egyptian land for Pharaoh and reduces the people to servitude. The priest's land is exempt. He then provides seed, establishing a law that 1/5 of the produce goes to Pharaoh. Israelites prosper in Goshen. Jacob nears death. He has Joseph swear to bury him in Canaan with his fathers. Jacob is ill. Joseph visits with his sons Manasseh and Ephraim. Jacob recounts God's promise of land and offspring, then formally adopts Joseph's two sons as his own. Despite his poor eyesight, Jacob blesses Joseph's sons, intentionally crossing his hands to give the greater blessing to the younger Ephraim over the firstborn Manasseh, prophesying Ephraim's later future. Nay, he then gives Joseph an extra portion of land. This sequence completes the family's migration to Egypt, securing their survival and setting the stage for their future growth and eventual enslavement. Jacob's adoption and blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh incorporate them into the tribal structure of Israel, with the younger receiving precedence, continuing a pattern of divine election. His request for burial in Canaan maintains a connection to the promised land. The event is positioned at the end of Genesis, concluding the patriarchal narratives and bridging to the Exodus story.